Blog Talk Radio.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child and I'm worth fighting for.
Tonight, and we give God glory and honor tonight. We welcome you to Jesus on the Scene's Prayer and Outreach Deliverance Ministry. This is Reverend Stevens, and I greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord. We had such an awesome study on the mind of Christ, And tonight we will be coming from Psalms 91. Glory to God in Jesus' name. We are going to go into our prayer, and we're going to pray over the atmosphere tonight. We greet everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that's on by the way of the internet, those that's on live, God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we thank you tonight, and we praise your awesomeness. Truly, there is none like you. You are so awesome, so wonderful, so strong, so mighty. Oh, God, and we thank you that in you there is a resting place, God. We thank you, God, for your peace, oh, God, that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God, oh, God, for blessing your people tonight, blessing their minds, their hearts, and their souls tonight, God, moving in them, oh, God, name of Jesus, God, and giving them greater revelation, oh God, of your presence, of your word, of your knowledge, of your wisdom, of your understanding, God. God, we thank you tonight for those that's thirsty, those that, oh God, is craving for more of you, more of your presence, oh God, more of your love, more of your peace, oh God, more, oh God, of you, God, tonight. Move through the mix of their atmosphere, their minds, their hearts, their souls, God, in the mix of every situation, oh God. Show yourself strong and mighty, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we decree that every body, oh God, that's going through in their body, we decree, oh God, total healing. We decree that bodies, oh God, to operate in the perfection that you have made them, oh God. We bind sickness and disease at the root, oh God. We come against every demonic force and principality of power and spiritual wickedness in high places, oh God. We thank you that the enemy is silenced, oh God. Oh God, every plan and plot and scheme and tactic of the evil one, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, show not, will not, cannot take root. Oh God, you are the almighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, our bright and morning star. We cover the atmosphere with your blood, minds with your blood in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, even as we go into this word on tonight, let this word go into us. Oh God, let it take us up higher, to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that we hide your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. Oh God, be glorified and magnified, oh God. And Lord, we will not fail to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you guys tonight. Everyone, every child of God, we thank you for tuning in tonight, and we give God glory and honor for your life. We have been studying on the mind of Christ, and tonight we thank God that we are going to be coming from Psalms 91. And this is such an awesome and blessed passage that gives us comfort and gives us rest. And so we thank the Lord that as we go into this word on tonight, get your pens and your pads out and open your Bibles and just, glory to God, read along. Amen. Because meditating on God's word, meditating on his mind is his word. We get peace, rest for our souls, and we get a greater understanding of who it is that we serve and have a greater and deeper relationship with our Savior, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So this passage says in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I... Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord God. It says, this is personal. It says, I will say of the Lord. And this comes from a relationship that we can say of the Lord, that he is our refuge and our fortress. But in this passage, it said, he is my fortress, my God, in whom I will trust. He is my refuge. And so, for the children of God, those who commit themselves to the will and protection of the Almighty and daily seek to dwell in God's presence, the more fully we are abiding in Christ and his word, making him our life and our dwelling place, the fuller we will be in peace and the greatness of our deliverance in a time of danger. because we are making the Lord our dwelling place, our resting place. That means no matter what situation we find ourselves in, we are resting and trusting in God. We are resting in the mind of God, the peace of God, the promises of God, what it is that he promised that he would do. We will rest in knowing that God is our protection. He is our hiding place. He is our refuge. He is our dwelling place in a time of trouble. He is the one that we seek, the one that we rest in, the one that we trust in, the one that we rely on, the one that we, glory to God, come to and we inquire of and we ask him to lead us through the Holy Spirit in the right direction, to lead our minds and our hearts, that our emotions won't be all over the place, but we'll be resting in the inhabitation and the shadow and the arms of our refuge, the anointed and most powerful one. There is no one greater than him. He is power. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisy pestilence. Sometimes life will make noise, but we have to understand in the time of those troubles, whether it's sickness, whether it's attacks from the enemy, whatever different things that come, God is our peace in the midst of the noise, and surely he will deliver us from the snares of the fowl and from the noisy pestilence. The Most High. The four names for God in the Psalm describes different aspects of his high shows to be greater than any threat we face. And you can find that in Genesis 14, 19. Almighty emphasizes power to confront and destroy every enemy. And you can find that in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3. The Lord assures us that his presence is always with us, and our God expressed the truth that is, and he will never lie, nor leave us, nor forsake us. It says in this passage that he will surely deliver us. We can rest in him, delivering us from any situation, anything that come up against our life. We have to have that peace and that trust that he will deliver us from the noisy pestilence and from every spirit of distraction, everything that would try to come up against our minds, our hearts, and our souls. When we are in him and we are dwelling in him and we are worshiping him and we are praising him and we are magnifying him and we are seeking his divine perfect will for our life as we are in his word, as we are dwelling in the mind of Christ, glory to God, he will speak to us and direct us in safety. He will direct us in his divine and perfect will out of, glory to God, every attack and every different force that will come up against us, because we know that God will destroy every demonic stronghold, every voice of the enemy, every attack of the enemy, everything that will try to come up against our minds and our hearts in the name of Jesus. Why? Because he, glory to God, promised that if we dwell in him in the secret place, in that place, glory to God, that the worshiper dwell in, the one that seeks the face of God dwell in, glory to God, the one in the name of Jesus that understands that they cannot make it without the Lord, the Most High God. He says, glory to God, that we should abide under his protection, his shadow, his dominion, his power. Glory to the Lamb of God in Jesus' name. And we can say of the Lord, we can say because we are dwelling in the mind of Christ. We dwelling, glory to God, in his protection. We are dwelling in his peace. We are dwelling in his love. We are dwelling in his care. We are abiding in him. We are not moving out of that place. We understand that we have to be disciplined once. We have to, glory to God, seek the face of the Lord. We have to be in the face of the Lord to have the direction of the one that is the Most High. We will say of him, he is our refuge, our fortress, our God in whom we trust. And surely we know that he will deliver us from the snares of the fowls and from the noisy pestilence. He shall cover us, feathers
What is peace? What is joy? What is love? What is protection? What is rest? He will cover us. He will protect us. He will keep us under his wings. Shalt thou trust? His truth shall be thy shield. His word shall be our shield. His word shall be our shield, our protection, our healing, our deliverance. His word shall fight for us as we decree and declare it out of our mouth in the name of Jesus. As we say his word, as we decree his word, as we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up shall be condemned. And believe it, and let his truth be our shield. Fight against the enemy, our protection, our resting place, his truth, where we abide, where we live in, his word, his mind, in the name of Jesus, our victory. Glory to the Lamb of God. We will have rest. We will have rest in him, in the name of Jesus. And he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day. We are not afraid because we are resting in his word. We are decreeing and declaring his word. We are speaking his word. We are in the counsel of the mind of the Almighty God. We are rested in the mind of Christ. Yes. And so in that, we won't be afraid because we are in rest. We are in peace. We're in joy. We're in the mindset. We're in the presence. We abide in the truth. We abide in our protection. We abide in our faith. And faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so we abiding in the word, and the word is in us. So we have rest and peace because we abide in the truth. And when we abide in the truth, there should not, we will not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrows that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. Why? Because we are living in the word of the Almighty God. Because we are living in the word of the Almighty God, we will have peace in God that surpasses all understanding. There should no evil before thee, neither can happen to a faithful servant except by God's permission. This truth does not mean there will never be unpleasant or difficult times, but that as long as we make God our Lord and refuge in everything that happens to us, God will work it for our good. See Romans 8:28. He shall give us angels charge over us. God commissions angels to watch carefully over the life and interests of the faithful. They take special note of all who seek continuously to dwell in the presence of God, and they guide the body and soul of these believers. Glory to the Lamb of God. The protection includes all our ways. There is no limit as long as we walk in the shadow of the Almighty. They lift us up in our trouble and give us support when we face spiritual enemies. According to Ephesians 6:10-12 and 1 Peter 5:8 and see Matthew 18:10. It says, glory to God, because we made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the most thou inhabitation. We know that a fish lives in water, and that is the fish's inhabitation. When we live in the word of God, that is our inhabitation. That is our mindset. That's what we eat on. That's what we feast in. That's what we, glory to God, live in. Amen. We understand that we cannot live without his word. Outside of his word, there is death. There is disaster. There is no rest. There is no peace. But when we're in our habitation, in our original state, living in the mindset of Christ, then we can have rest. We can have rest in the Lord and peace in the Lord. Even in the midst of the storm, there is a peace that surpasses all understanding that keeps our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus as we dwell in him. We will find rest in him, and we will find peace in him. Glory to the Lamb of God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They should bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. God, when we dwell in the word of God and we meditate on the word of God, and as we seek the face of God, there is protection for those that abide in the word of God. And that protection is that God gives us angels to encamp around us, to keep us, lest we dash our feet upon the lions and the adder, and the young lions and the dragon should thou trample under feet. God gives us power to trample over demons and scorpions and all manners of evil. Glory to the Lamb of God. Why? Because we have set our love upon him. Amen. Not only that, but we have, glory to God. It says, because I set our love upon him, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he has known my name. When we learn the name of God, we're learning the character of God. We're learning the mind of God. Glory to God, the ways of God. And because we love him and we're seeking him and we're seeking to learn more about him, glory to the Lamb of God, he says that we shall call upon him and he will answer us and he will be with us in trouble and he will deliver us and honor us with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, show him my goodness. Why? Because we have seek the face of God. We have made God our inhabitation. We have abided in the secret place of the Most High God. We have, glory to God, put our trust in him. We have acknowledged that we can't make it without him. And so now he is going to show us his goodness in a time of trouble. People of God, tonight, God wants us to know that in the time of trouble, we have a father, a friend, a strong tower of refuge, protection that we could abide in. We don't have to go through battles and life storms and situations on our own. When we have a personal Lord and Savior whose name is Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, that's saying, come on in. You don't have to stay out there in the shape that you are in. You don't have to fight battles by yourself. But we have a burden bearer. Carry those burdens and those weights and those different things that will try to plague us down and take us and oppress us and keep us bound. When God said, no, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Come and abide in me, abide in my truth, and let my truth be your shield. Let my truth be the shield that quenches all the fiery darts of the evil one. Come unto me and abide under my shadow, abide under my teaching, abide under my knowledge, my wisdom, and my understanding. Come unto me and eat life, rest for your soul. People of God, God wants you to know that you're not alone and you're not forsaken. He is here and he is ready to show himself strong and mighty in every aspect of our life. But we have to abide and we have to seek after the face of God, the will of God, the instructions of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I had to drink a little water tonight. My throat was a little dry. But God is saying, come. Come. You don't have to walk through life carrying situations that you was never made to carry. But we was given situations in life to cast it to the burden bearer. You see, Jesus is the burden bearer. Jesus is the Almighty God who's saying, you can give me all of your situations. You can let me lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. You can let me get you through that storm, give you wisdom on how to handle that situation. You don't have to lean to your own understanding. But you can acknowledge me according to Proverbs 3. Glory to God in all your ways, and I will direct your path. You don't have to be wise in your own eyes. I am your wisdom. I'm the wisdom that you need for each storm and each battle that you would find yourself going through. But you got to come to me and lean not to your own understanding. And when you learn of me, you can boldly make these confessions. Glory to God. He that dwelleth in a place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God should abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He is almighty, and there is nothing mightier than him. He wants each soul tonight that's listening in by the way of the internet and those that's online to know that you don't have to fight life battles by yourself. You can open up your word. You can get into your word and allow the word of God to get into you and learn that there is rest in this word. There is peace in this word. There is deliverance in this word. And there is hope in this word. And when you abide in this word and this word is in you, you can ask and you can believe that whatever you ask for, according to the will of God, it shall be done. Also knowing that when we abide in this world, we have the protection of the kingdom. We have the kingdom ready to deliver, heal. We have the kingdom fighting on our behalf. And we understand that we are not standing alone. We won't be afraid because we have peace that surpasses all understanding. We won't be in doubt. Because we have peace that surpasses all understanding. And when a noisy pestilence begins to make noise, we understand that God shall deliver us from the noisy pestilence and from the snares of the fowl. We understand it because we are in the word. We know what the word has said to us. And so, people of God, I want you to take rest tonight in the word of God. Do it mean that you would never go through a situation? You would never have trials? No, it doesn't mean that. But what it do mean is that when you do have trials and when you do have life situations, we have a God, the Most High God, that's more than able to deliver us from the noisy pestilence and from the fouls and from the traps and trickeries of the enemy. We have a God that we can call on in faith and know that surely he shall deliver. Surely he shall show up. Surely he will never leave us nor forsake us. That is a peace that surpasses all understanding. So whatever battle you are facing tonight, whatever situation that you're going through, whatever you are facing tonight, whether it's a court case, it's sickness, it's a marriage situation, children acting up, glory to God, addiction, glory to God, just whatever you are fighting tonight or you're going through tonight, know that when you abide under the shadow of the Most High God, the Almighty God, he will deliver and he will
lead you in the right path for his name's sake. He will turn your life around when you abide in him, when you open up this word and allow him to get in the mix of your situation and get inside of you. And this is why it's important for us to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. We understand where our mind and our old nature led us and what path it led us down. Our minds led us to do things that was contrary to the will of God, and that is that Adam mindset. This is why God tells us to let that mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. This is why he tells us to get into our word, to meditate in his word day and night, that we may be a tree planted by the rivers of living waters. Because we understand that when we are outside of the word, there is destruction and disaster and death. But there is life in the mind of Christ. There is breakthrough in the mind of Christ and deliverance in the mind of Christ and wholeness in the mind of Christ. But we must come, and we must not lean to our own understanding. And when we do come, we bring everything to God. We can lay every care, every concern, every issue, every worry, everything that would try to plague our minds and things that we can't work out or handle on our own. We can bring it to the foot of Christ. We can give it to him and not carry those different things that we have no control over. God is in control. And when we give it to him, he takes full control and he works it out, because we're no longer carrying it, but we're casting it. All our cares, not some of them, but every last one of your care. And so tonight, we're going to release the lines. We know some people that can say something tonight. You can. If you have a prayer need, you can. And we'll pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's echoing.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, echoing. Oh, it's echoing tonight. Praise the Lord. We have a caller on from 813. Thank you, Jesus. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I am blessed and just ecstatic about the word of God.
Yes, I am too.
What's your name?
I'm Caroline.
Oh, God bless you, Caroline. We thank you for gracing this line tonight.
Thank you so much for your prayers.
Praise God. Am I still echoing?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Not now, am I? Wait, it must be another line that I have open. I'm sorry. Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, praise God. My pastor's on tonight. Pastor, God bless you richly. He can't hear me right now because we're hearing an echo from your phone. And I'm glad I came on tonight. I was a little tired tonight, but I said, no, I'm pressing my way because I felt like some people was going to come on a line tonight, and then those that listen in by the way of the internet from Pakistan, those from Africa, just all over. And so I came on and I just pressed my way because I had to release this word tonight, Psalms 91, to let those that might be facing a battle or a situation to know that resting in the Lord is the best place that we can be, abiding under his shadow. There is nothing that he cannot turn around, and there is nothing that he cannot restore. It's nothing that God can't do but lie and tell. He is God. And so God wants his people to be encouraged and also want his people to know to get and stay in the word of God. It is important to live and abide in that mindset of Christ and to
give God everything that we have, meaning our minds, our hearts, and our souls. We are the temple of God, and we have to present our minds to Christ. We have to allow him to rule in our hearts and our minds in every aspect of our body, because if he's not ruling and we're not in his word, then some other spirit will lead us to destruction. And so this is why God wants to live in his temple. He wants to live in his temples. And so we have to allow him to live in us, amen, and give him everything, and don't lean to our own understanding. We gotta get to a point of not trying to work things out ourselves. We can't do it ourselves. Amen. And so it's important to recognize that, because, you know, you find a lot of, you know, sometimes we find in our own strength, we trying to do things our own way, but it's not our way. God knows better than we can ever know. And having that glory to God, that childlike mindset, thank you, Holy Spirit, to say, you know what, Lord, I can't do this by myself. I need your help. Sometimes we want to feel, you know, like we got this, and we don't have this. God's been here forever, you know, so he knows about everything in this world. He knows about every struggle and every situation and every issue. And so he tells us to come and abide and under his shadow, under his knowledge, under his wisdom, under his understanding. And don't lean to our own understanding. Don't try to think that we got it. No, Christ has it. And everything that we need is in him. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have someone else on the line from 216. God bless you. 216 area code. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, that person might be at work. Pastor, you on the line? 646.
God bless.
God bless you, Pastor.
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was listening to you. You were talking about abiding in the presence of God, and that was so important. And I really enjoyed you. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. You talked about even when you deal with the Most High, you know, you cover a lot of different things. Above all the powers and power and authority, you talked about a lot of different things. I was just sitting there listening to you, and I really enjoyed you. You know, and you talk about protection, covering, rejudge, shadow, being shield, just being, even though we might be going through some things, you know, God is there for us. And we continue to do what we need to do. That becomes so important in our lives as well. Yeah. So I just want to say, yeah, I just enjoyed it.
Praise God. This is my pastor, Pastor James Lanier, from New Jerusalem Church in the Bronx, 1447 Sirica Avenue. And I truly thank God for my pastor and his wife, Jennifer Lanier. And God, I got give God glory and honor for her life. And they are both doing a great work throughout the nations. And so I'm grateful to God. And I give God glory and honor for every caller tonight. Those that's on the line, those that's at work, those that can't, you know, speak out right now, because I understand it's 12 o'clock at night, a.m., but this is the time that we're on right now. And so we give God glory and honor tonight for that word. I encourage you to meditate in this Psalms 91 in your spare leisure, in your spare time. Just meditate on it. And every scripture that we have given tonight, amen, God desires more than anything to have our time and our intimacy and an intimate relationship with us. So today is that day to give God that time that he longs for. For those that would like to call in, we want to just give the number again, 213-943-3365. Or you can join in by the way of the internet by pressing a link and come into Blog Talk Radio. The word of God brings healing to our hearts, mind, and soul. Jesus is our treatment plan.
We can't go wrong without him. I mean, we can go wrong without him. We can't go wrong with him. And so he came to take care of us, and we just have to let him do his job. Glory to the Lamb of God. So give your mind, heart, and soul to Jesus. Don't just get saved and not grow in your faith, because the Bible says faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we have to grow in our faith. We have to grow in the knowledge of God and the wisdom of God. And that takes discipline. That takes us seeking the word of God and the face of God and opening up the word of God and studying him and his wisdom and his understanding. As this passage said to us in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide, live in that atmosphere and that inhabitation under the shadow of the Almighty. This expresses the great God, the safety of that one that lives and abides in the word of God, abides in the mind of Christ. We cannot, you know, have peace outside of his mind, or no rest outside of his mind. And when we do these things, we can say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress and the God in whom we trust. But we have to allow him to be our trust, in Jesus' name, amen. And when we do this, we can see God do some miraculous things. We have to stay in a connection and a relationship with him. As we look at the news and we look at different things and see the different things that's going on in this world, our mind that's not occupied by God will be ruled by the devil. Our mind that's not occupied by God will be ruled by the devil. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And so if we are not allowing God to lead us, then other demonic spirits will. You know, demonic spirits will. We know that God's pure and is holy and is righteous and is love and is kind and is truth and is rest. But demonic forces come to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we have to allow God to abide in our minds as we abide in him, according to John 15. Amen. So tonight we're going to go into our corporate prayer, and we're going to begin to pray. If you have any prayer needs, you can give those prayer needs. I'm going to be lifting up Joshua for early release. He's incarcerated. I will be praying for those behind the prison wall tonight, praying for their minds, our youth, our community, our nations, and Pakistan. I will also be praying for those that are in third world countries, and praying for those that have been faithful of coming onto this prayer line, Block Talk Radio Station, and glory to God, hearing the word of God, just praying for people in a whole, because the whole entire world needs our prayers. We will be lifting up our leaders, lifting up Reverend Griffin. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, the home family, and just out the body of Christ tonight, amen, because we all need prayer in Jesus' name. So is there any prayer needs at this time? Do you have anyone that you would like to pray for, anyone that you would like to lift up in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, Lord, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your awesomeness tonight. You are so great, so strong, so mighty, oh God. We worship you, oh God, your awesomeness. God, you are God. Father, there is none like you. Our hearts long for you, oh God, each and every day, God. We crave for you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for every caller, oh God, everyone on by the way of the internet, God. We pray, God, that you would move in a miraculous and extraordinary way, God. Father, we thank you because we know that, oh God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide under the shadow of the Almighty God.
And Lord, we thank you for your protection tonight. We thank you for your leading tonight, your guidance tonight, your, oh God, your peace tonight, your joy tonight, oh God, your healing tonight, God. Oh God, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We thank you, God, that we can rest in you, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up and is condemned. We thank you tonight that we, oh God, are victorious in Christ Jesus, God. Oh God, we pray even for those behind the prison walls tonight that you would keep their hearts, minds, and their souls tonight, God. Give them peace that surpasses all understanding, that would keep their hearts in their minds in Christ Jesus. Give them visitation, heal them in the places that they have been torn down. Build them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, and magnify you for moving throughout the nations, God, touching minds and hearts and souls, God. We bind every spirit of addiction, oh God, every affliction, every disease, every sickness, oh God, every spirit of oppression, oh God. And Lord, we decree and declare, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, your rest upon your people. We pray, oh God, for those in Pakistan, oh God, those, oh God, in third world countries, those throughout the nations, oh God. Give peace tonight, oh God. Give rest tonight, oh God. Oh God, we thank you and magnify you for confusing the enemy on every side, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for our communities, our youth, oh God. Oh God, the saints of God, the household of faith, oh God, move in a miraculous and extraordinary way, oh God. We decree and declare, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that every plan and plot and scheme and trickery of the enemy that came up against your people will not work nor prosper or prevail, God. We uproot it at the root, oh God. Decree and declare, oh God, in the name of Jesus, it into dry places. Oh God, we thank you that you are our hedge of protection. Oh God, you are shield. You are fortune. You're the God in whom we trust, oh God. And there is rest in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we decree and declare, oh God, Reverend Griffin body healed. We decree and declare the home family, God. Give peace and rest, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, even those that's by their loved one's side tonight, praying for a miraculous breakthrough, praying for a manifestation of a miracle. Oh God, move in a miraculous and extraordinary way. Those that's waiting for kidneys, waiting for, oh God, transplants. Oh God, move in a miraculous and extraordinary way, God. I lift up Reverend, oh God, in the name of Jesus Jameson before you tonight. Bless his body, oh God. Let his body work in the perfection that you have made it, oh God. Line his body up, oh God, in every aspect, oh God, to your divine will, God. And, oh God, let your will be done in him and through him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every pastor and every leader, oh God, asking that you would cover them, asking that you would keep them, asking that you would empower them, asking that you would, oh God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them, oh God, for the mission that you have for them, oh God. We thank you because we know that the work that you have started in us, you shall complete it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep us steadfast and movable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, oh God, knowing that our labor is not in vain, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up, oh God, Pastor Jennifer, oh God, Lanier, oh God, Lanier, keep her under your blood and your protection, oh God. Strengthen her, oh God, her sister in Canada. I decree, oh God, and declare her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to be at rest and peace in you, oh God. Move in a miraculous and extraordinary way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And even as she goes forth, oh God, completely, oh God, in what it is that you have called her to do, strengthen her body, strengthen her mind and her heart and her soul, God, to mingle, we, oh God, in the name of Jesus, cover him with your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh God, for Big Boss, we pray for Reggie, we pray, oh God, for Lisa, we pray, oh God, for Ophelia, we pray for Shamel Bobby, oh God, we pray, oh God, for, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Ebony and her children, Sharon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, for Robin and his wife, oh God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for Pastor Grady, oh God, Pastor, oh God, Glover, oh God, move, oh God, by your power, Bishop, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, Grammy, oh God, Pastor Grammy, oh God, we pray for Minister Sharon, Evangelist Sharon, oh God, just have your way, Pastor White, God, Bishop White, God, just have your way tonight, oh God, in the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God, Pastor, oh God, in the name of Jesus Jackson, God, have your way tonight, God, every caller on tonight, the line tonight, we decree them blessed, we decree them blessed and whole tonight, oh yes, God, we thank you tonight, God, for moving like a mighty rushing wind tonight, God, we thank you, God, for confusing the plans the plots and schemes of the enemy tonight, we decree protection tonight. We decree and declare, God, that you would, oh God, scatter the plans of the enemy, scatter the plans of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you tonight. That person that's going in the wrong path, going down the wrong street, going in the wrong direction, about to make the wrong decision, oh God, scatter the plan of the enemy tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we thank you that you gave your angels charge over us, lest we dash our foot against the stone. Oh God, we thank you that you have set your love upon us, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, God, and magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are our inhabitation, oh God. We thank you, God, that we can take rest in you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bless Bishop Mill, oh God, Elder Kendall, oh God, Allen, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Apostle Reed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, bless your people. Everyone that graced this line, oh God, Prophetess D, God, bless your people, oh God. Move in a miraculous and extraordinary way in their family life, oh God, in the name, have your way tonight, in the name of Jesus, God. Line everything up to your divine and perfect will tonight, God. Move in a mighty way tonight in their life, oh God. Oh God, I thank you and magnify you that you're restoring the joy of their salvation. You are causing things to work together for the good because they love you and they are called according to your purpose. God, we thank you for your will tonight and your purpose tonight, God. Thank you that we can take rest in you tonight, God, and know that you will show yourself strong and mighty. Father God, we thank you, God, that victory belongs to you as it belongs to us because we are in you, God. Oh, God, we are rejoicing tonight because we are expecting you to show yourself strong and mighty. Father, you will never fail us, and we know you never will. And so as we take rest tonight, we understand that the angels of the Lord is moving out tonight. We bind up every spirit of witchcraft and black magic and word curses and hex jinx and spells and decree and declare that if God be for us, who could be against us? Yes, God, great is you in us and he that's in the world. And Lord, we thank you and magnify that we have rest in you because you are our refuge. So God, you are our resting place. And Lord, we believe everything we read in this word. We believe that it's the final word, that nothing come up against what it is that you have spoke and what you have settled. And so, Lord, we are walking in expectation and see the manifestation of what it is that you have promised us, our Father, which are in heaven. We thank you for your presence being right here with us, oh God. And Lord, even as we go out in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you would allow our hearts and minds and souls to be a witness to a nation that needs to know that Jesus the Christ is Lord. And Lord, even those that tune in by the way of the internet, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare, oh God, tonight that they would make Jesus their choice, that they would say, what must I do to be saved? I'm tired of walking in my own way and doing my own thing. But, Lord, they would open their hearts and they would receive you in as their personal Lord and Savior, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and magnify that you would draw, oh, God, even those that's not saved, oh, God, to the living waters. Oh, God, that they would drink, oh, God, that they would never thirst again. I decree and declare miraculous, oh, God, incredible, extraordinary changes in the hearts of those, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that don't know you, that they would get to know you, and miraculous changes will take place in their lives. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for what you are doing, even those that's in bondage, even those that don't see their way, even those that don't know which way to go, God. I decree and declare that they will meet the way tonight, and they will say, Jesus is my way, my truth, and my life, in the name of Jesus. He's the light upon my pathway. God, open their eyes and open their ears that they may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved, oh, God, from destruction. And, Lord, we thank you for this good news because it's power to those that, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, are in bondage, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, is power to those that's not saved. God, let them feel your love and your grace tonight. Let them know, God, that in the name of Jesus, people might have thrown them away. Their mother might have thrown them away, God, but you have not thrown them away, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that yet though they was dead in their sins and their transgressions, you have quickened their mortal body. Now call them forth, God, out of darkness into your mother's light. We thank you, Lord, that you count nothing out. But, Lord God, you said, whosoever will, let him come in the name of Jesus. In no wise way would you cast him out. So we thank you for your word tonight. And Lord, we give you all the praises and the glory and honor for what it is that you have done tonight. Be thou glorified as we go up this line, but never from your presence. Be glorified in the midst of the atmosphere as we lay down in joy and rest in your peace, God. We will not fail to give you all the glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May God bless you tonight. Rest in the blessings of the Lord and the peace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you and thank you for your support and thank you for tapping in to the word of God. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
So amazed.